Now, the rest of the story. Worlds have turned on the axis of father and son competition. And in the process, there comes a time when a boy living in the shadow of his illustrious dad makes the conscious decision either to be eclipsed or to emerge on his own into the light. The sons you hear about, the sons history records, are the ones who have made the latter decision. And then there was John Butler. More than anything, John wanted to be recognized as a painter. But one thing stood in his way, an already prestigious family name. Everyone who knew both father and son realized the potential for a competitive spirit in their relationship. John wanted his artistry to be judged on its merits, not because his last name turned heads. Now, John loved his native country, Ireland, but after a while, friends began nudging him with a suggestion. Leave home. Run far. Venture to some distant place where the family shadow has not been cast. Go to where your name will be your own, and where your gift will be freely acknowledged by those who love art. Leave home? The thought was frightening, but his friends were right. John's future was on the line. I mean, if he were ever to gain the recognition he so desperately desired, he would have to strike out on his own, and he'd have to do it now. Well, it was a long Atlantic boat ride to New York City, a journey full of trepidations and second thoughts. But from the moment that ship arrived in New York Harbor, a strange and powerful feeling of confidence came over John. This was his city and his time to be alive. And whether he succeeded or failed, at least he'd know in his heart that those successes or failures would be his alone. Through the years that followed, John painted, made friends, lived the happy life of an artist whose star was ascending. And what do you know, in time he attracted the unqualified praise of the world's most discerning art critics. One called him by far the greatest painter that Ireland has produced. And it was true, he was the most prolific portrait painter in Irish history. So the runaway had achieved his recognition. And then one day, February 3, 1922, he died in New York City. And to think that his work might have escaped notice had he remained home and in the shadow of his revered family name. A name brought to honor not by John's father, but by his son. You see, John Butler's career as an artist was the product of father and son competition, but here it was the father who had left home to escape the prominent name his son had built from nothing. It was the father who had run away to make good at the age of 69. And to live the remaining 14 years of his life in his own glory. You see, John Butler's son, whose formidable reputation so overshadowed his father, was the man T.S. Eliot called the greatest poet of our time, William Butler Yeats. His name you've heard all your life, only now you know the rest of the story.